just where are we at this point as far as property tax performance is concerned?
You know, when I got into this a couple of years ago, I knew the system was flawed, but I didn't really realize up until recently just how systemic it is throughout the entire property tax system. And the work we've done in our study committee and the work I'm doing now in trying to construct legislation is enormous. The bill I have already, an initial rough draft that only contains about half of what I'm looking at, is already some 30 pages long. So it's going to be another week or so before we have put it all together. The good thing is that most of the people that sat through the hearings and read the articles in the newspaper realize that it has to be done. I don't know that we necessarily have anything controversial in the legislation that I'm putting together, but there are so many small fixes that need to be made to the property tax system that it really takes a very comprehensive bill. So it's coming. A lot of people, both sides of the aisle, are anxiously awaiting, and we will have a good piece of property tax legislation before the session's out.
Do you think the goal is to fix the valuation and assessment problem that we identified in the series of articles, or is it to go deeper than that and cap or limit local government's ability to do increases, whether it's millage rate increases or changing their assessment rules? I mean, what is the ultimate goal? Is it just to fix the problem that we identified, or is it to go beyond that and systematically reduce homeowners' property taxes?
Well, the House, of course, has legislation, I believe, in H.R. 1 that I know they're pushing again that deals with do you set an assessment cap, which I support, and I hope they're successful in moving forward on that. What we're looking at really is the process of assessment and the process of appeals, and how do we fix a problem that I think the general public perceives is just simply an unfair tax system, because it has none of the hallmarks of a good tax system. Again, it's not transparent, it's not easy to understand, it's not equally applied, and people generally just don't believe that it's fair. So that's what we're trying to fix. You know, just for one example, the appeals process. If a county doesn't send you a notice of assessment and you don't file your personal property tax return, which I would hazard to guess that maybe 1% of Georgians even know that exists, then you have no right to appeal. Well, the person who receives their tax bill who didn't receive a notice of assessment and says, now, wait a minute, this is valued way more than what the market value is, and then they call and they're told, you don't have a right to appeal, that's extremely frustrating. That's one of the things we'd like to fix. We'd like to have year-round appeals. We'd like to have automatic notices of assessment go to every property owner every year so that that right to appeal is guaranteed. Of course, if you do that, then you can get rid of this requirement to file a personal property tax return. So those are some of the things that we're looking at.
Because you're right, my neighborhood association in DeKalb sent out an email recently about how to appeal your property taxes. And it was, you know, and I kind of do a lot of this for a living, and it was mind-boggling. Not only was it you know, so you know, complicated, but you can't download an appeal form off the Internet. You have to either call them and have them mail to you, or go to the DeKalb assessment office to get it. Then if you submit it, and it's denied, you have to appear before a board, at least one board, if not two boards. I mean, is this sort of where you're...
Yeah, what...
Other thing that you're looking at?
As you begin to look at the property tax system and begin to unpeel this onion, you recognize that it seems to be weighted against the taxpayer in every instance. And one of the things we're going to ask for as well is that the Department of Revenue have a uniform appeal process, a uniform notice of assessment, a uniform appeal notice that is made available to you with every notice of assessment, so that we don't have 159 of these around the state. And, you know, with respect to the personal property tax return, I know it took me a long time just to go to my county's websites in Cobb and Cherokee and find out where that was, and I've been told by other people that live in other counties, they just simply can't find it. So when the government's not even making available the documents necessary to properly file a return or an appeal, it's just simply not fair to the taxpayer.
Is there any part of the process you feel is working properly?
Well, it needs a revamping. I mean, we really need to look at the Board of Equalization, because I think the Board of Equalization has problems in and of itself with training, with updated rules and regulations. One of the problems they have, too, is that Board of Equalization by its nature are just the general public, and that's wonderful. We want that. But they probably have too much influence in working closely with the assessor's office. We need to build a wall there. The second thing I think that a typical board of assessors has a problem with or Board of Equalization, I should say, has a problem with, is understanding some of the complicated tax matters that are involved in appeals that don't deal with strictly residential properties. What a number of other states have done that we're looking at is, on some of these commercial properties, you probably need to get a professional appraiser to be the arbiter of that decision to determine what a property is worth, because from our testimony that was given in the committee, what happens is that, you know, someone has a $3 or $4 million building in Atlanta, and a lot of that value is based on occupancy, and their occupancy has gone down 50%. They challenge it, goes to Board of Equalization. Board of Equalization gives them a ruling they don't like. Then they challenge it to Superior Court. What does the Superior Court do? They go out and hire a professional appraiser to come in and do it. So instead of going through all that process, let's just start with a professional appraiser to look at the value on some of these commercial properties to determine what the true market value is.
Where are the roadblocks for a facility like this? Is it the local governments probably will want to go through this process? But in the legislature, one of your colleagues, what do you anticipate arguments against it?
We haven't heard any arguments against it, and we have been working with ACCG on this legislation and had their input all the way through the process. So I don't expect any opposition from ACCG. Of course, anytime you're talking about major change, the biggest opposition is major change. People, you know, they typically do the things they've always done the same way, and they don't like a lot of change, and this bill is going to represent some change. So if we have opposition, I suspect that's where it's going to come from.
Isn't there something you're looking at as far as taxing only the purchase value, not what the county has it assessed at?
Well, one of the things I've said all along this process is that, you know, when we can take human error or human judgment out of the process and simply make it mathematics or based on data, we get a better system. So what I'd like to do is at least establish that when you purchase a piece of property in an arm's length transaction, that for the next taxing period, that be the established value. I mean, it's somewhat silly to suggest that the value would be significantly different from what you purchased that. Now, if you go and change the property, you add onto the property, of course, yes, that has to be added into it. But if I were to buy a piece of raw land and it's assessed at $200,000, then the next time I get my tax bill, that ought to be the assessment, at least for that tax bill, or even lower. Now, as you move forward, of course, you have other factors that come into play, but at least for that first tax bill, you ought to go on the sales price. And again, that's one of those small things that takes human error out of it, and we can just all generally accept that the fair market value is what you paid for it within the last 12 months.
I'll tell you, that one of my foreclosures for $10,000 to have is taxing us $120,000.
Exactly right. And the fact of the matter is that anybody, not just you, could have purchased that piece of property, so it was an open market free to anybody. So by definition, that is a fair market value.